Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 26th. Big weekend coming up. Tell you a little bit more about it tomorrow, but of course we have Long Form Friday and the Essay Edition, and I'll give you the previews of those on tomorrow's podcast. Today is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. If the ministry of death, that's a big phrase. Think of the darkness of that phrase, the ministry of death. If the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, put this together, a ministry of death that was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. Let's put 8 with that because it's a question. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Paul does a great job of contrast. Let's line them up. Contrast on one side, a ministry of death. Contrast on the other side, a ministry of the Spirit. Great contrast because the Holy Spirit is life. So if you have a ministry of death, you cannot be functioning under the Holy Spirit. So on one side, ministry of death, other side, ministry of life. On one side, the ministry of death is glorious. On the other side, the ministry of the Spirit is more glorious. On one side is Moses and the children of Israel looking at his face and seeing a glory passing away. Paul doesn't yet contrast that. He leaves that hanging. He will for several verses because he's making a case. But he's taking the reader back to their roots. You're Israelites. Moses is the head of your, basically the federal head of your government. And you know that he had a face that shined with the light of the Sinaitic revelatory experience. He comes down the mountain. He brings the law. But I'm here to tell you that law, that letter was written and engraved on stones, and you can rename it the ministry of death. Let's be sure of something. Paul wants you to know that whatever is written and engraved on stones ministers death. So I ask, and this is the common question, what is it in the Moses and Israel story that was written and engraved on stones? Let's make sure we get it right. Exodus chapter 34, verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, cut 2 tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. So how does the Lord do it? How do you write on stones? You engrave on stones. And that's what the finger of God does, in that he engraves on 2 tables of stone just like the first ones. And that's what verse 4 says. He cut 2 tables of stones like the first ones. And then he met the Lord at Sinai, and he took in his hand the 2 tables of stone, and the Lord descended in a cloud and showed Moses his goodness, his glory. And Moses gets a covenant renewed. The covenant renewed happens in verse 10. And it deals with sacrifice and the eating of the sacrifice. And then verse 28. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat bread or drink water. And he wrote on the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Literally in Hebrew, the 10 words or the 10 regulations. And then Moses, verse 29, Exodus 34, 29. Then Moses comes down from Mount Sinai, and the 2 tablets of the testimony are in his hand when he comes down from the mountain. And he did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. 33, when Moses had finished speaking with him, he put a veil on his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. 35, whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Now, what just happened? The 34th chapter of Exodus is the key. It's what Paul's building on in 2 Corinthians 3:7. Paul calls it the ministry of death. Nobody had done that before. This is new. Ministry of death. And to make sure you don't misunderstand what the ministry of death is, it's whatever was written and engraved on stones and was glorious. And when the children of Israel looked at the face of Moses, they couldn't look because it was too glorious. What is that? That's the Exodus 34:10 commandments. That is the moral code. I had someone ask me recently, do I believe that Paul, when he talks about us being freed from the law, is talking about the moral law? He's talking about all of the law, but he is specifically talking about the moral law because he says that which was written and engraved on stones. Whenever Paul, to the Romans, in the seventh chapter, in fact, let me compare a couple things for you. 2 Corinthians 3:7. The ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious. Romans 7:10, the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. Now realize, when Paul says this, he's actually pushing back against something from Torah. Listen to Leviticus 18:5. This is from the Torah. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. Romans 7:10, the commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. Interesting. So Torah says, keep it, it'd bring you life. Paul says, couldn't do it because it didn't bring me life. Why? Because it actually incited the problems that were inside of me. Now, when Paul brings that out in Romans 7, I want you to notice what he quotes. He doesn't quote dietary law or washing your hands or sexual purity. Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Well, certainly not. On the contrary, I wouldn't have known sin except through the law. I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. By the way, that's the 10th commandment, moral law. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, which commandment? 10th commandment. What's the 10th commandment? Thou shalt not covet. What is it a part of? That which is written and engraved on stones. What's written and engraved on stones called? The ministry of death. Sin took opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. Apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived, I died. And the commandment which was meant to bring life, I found to bring death. That's why in 2 Corinthians 3:7, Paul calls it the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones. I've been going through this for a long, long time. Facing the opposition of people who keep fighting back that Paul doesn't mean you're freed from the moral law. Yes, he does as it regards your righteousness. You are freed from any law to determine your righteousness. I don't mean the law. I don't mean that we're not following the code of the Spirit on how to love our neighbor and how to live and being protected by being told by the Spirit not to do these things because they're breaches of covenant. Of course we are. But when we go about to establish righteousness through the law, we are no different than Israel at Sinai. Listen to Romans 9:30-31. What shall we say? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they didn't seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. They missed it because they thought by keeping the law they could be righteous. Romans 10:4. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So it was never meant to make you righteous. Israel was supposed to see herself as righteous because of Abraham, but she began to see herself righteous because of the works of the law. So Paul has established that the ministry of death is written and engraved on stones, and though it's glorious, it's a glory that fades. And how, if that ministry was glorious, how could the work of the Spirit not be more glorious? Now, in verse 9, he changes the description. Same argument, new metaphor. And I want to go, I'm going to save that for tomorrow because it needs its own podcast. So we'll deal with verse 9 and look at another way of talking about the law. We'll see you then. God bless.